BitGet says it is not licensed or regulated by MAS in Singapore. BitGet told its followers on July 22, 2026, that it is not licensed, approved, registered, authorized, or regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. The exchange posted the line directly on its official X account and framed it as part of a commitment to regulatory transparency. No product change came with it, and no enforcement action was named. A disclosure, not a shutdown. The statement is a clarification of standing, not a withdrawal from the market. BitGet did not say it is leaving Singapore or pausing accounts there. It stated a fact about its regulatory position. MAS has not granted it a license under Singapore's payment services and digital token regime. That distinction matters. Under the Financial Services and Markets Act, MAS has pushed offshore platforms serving Singapore residents to either seek local authorization or make their unlicensed status plain. A public "we are not regulated here" note is the kind of language that follows that pressure. It is a compliance posture, and reading it as anything more dramatic would overstate what was said. The recourse question for BitGet card users. For anyone in Singapore holding the BitGet card, the practical picture today is unchanged. The card still functions, funding still works, and no fee or feature was touched. What the disclosure changes is the recourse question. When a card provider operates without local licensing, the consumer protections that come with a MAS-regulated entity do not automatically apply. Dispute channels, safeguarding of user funds, and complaint escalation run through the provider's own terms rather than a domestic framework. For a custodial exchange model, that also ties into counterparty exposure. Balances held with the platform sit under its solvency, not a local guarantee scheme. Users who value that layer of protection should weigh it before topping up. None of this is unique to BitGet. Many global exchanges run the same offshore structure while courting local users, and several have posted near identical statements. The value here is that BitGet put it in writing, which removes ambiguity for the BitGet audience in one specific market. The wider Asian licensing squeeze Singapore has spent the past year tightening who can market crypto services to its residents, and the pattern extends across the region. Regulators in several Asian jurisdictions have moved in parallel on registration, disclosure, and enforcement. BitGet's note reads as one more data point in that shift, where not regulated statements are becoming a routine part of how exchanges stay on the right side of local rules. For cardholders, the takeaway is narrow and concrete. Check whether the card program behind your spending carries a local license, and understand what that does and does not cover. In markets like Singapore, where MAS supervision is a real dividing line, that check is worth making before you rely on a card for day-to-day payments.